Welcome in to GQDN. In this show, we talk about YouTubers versus NFTs, an Apple 24-inch 8-core monitor price comes back down, and Phil Spencer from Xbox reacts to PlayStation. But we start today with Activision Blizzard, because according to a Wall Street Journal post, and this coming to us from .esports.com, Activision Bobby Kotick was trying to hide many of the releases and firings of Blizzard employees. The full list is not yet known, but that'll be up on the Wall Street Journal site, which you do have to be a subscriber to read the full article and to listen to the full article. But still, the fact that it makes the Wall Street Journal and now they know of it does really paint a very black picture again and reminds us that that picture is still relevant within the gaming universe. So if you want to check that out, you can check that out on .esports.com. The full link will be for Patreons only in our Discord. Now we move on to something a little bit lighter. Xbox's Phil Spencer reacts to the rumors of Sony's Game Pass. So, PlayStation is going to do Game Pass, and really, he knew that this was coming. Phil Spencer knew that this was coming. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and he was speaking with IGN, okay? And in that talk, he was basically projecting what PlayStation could actually do, and essentially what Xbox is currently doing. So when Game Pass is going to PC, it really does make sense that PlayStation has to do something in kind. And we know that as PlayStation users, we know that there's PS Now and PlayStation Plus, you know, two separate entities that goes into a bit of what goes on there at PlayStation, at least as far as what sales goes, and does get the retro play to the PlayStation users. So it does make sense in a way that PlayStation Now and PlayStation Plus are combining into one thing, it's going to kind of be like a wait and see for us as the consumers, you know, how this goes. So I'm in a wait and see mode. I bet you are too. So thank you, GameSpot, for the report. Now something way more positive. This is a bit of a roller coaster show. We start in the low, we going up on the high, because AGDQ 2022, I said at the end of the weekly show, yeah, they can make about 2.8 million. They smashed that. They went up and basically raised $3.4 million for the Prevent Cancer Foundation. That is the highest grand total for that event ever. I mean, well done. The actual number is 3,416,729.85. That is a ton of money right there. Well done. Well done to GDQ. Awesome games done quick. Just well done. You can find that article up on destructoid.com. This I got from Engadget. Apple's 24-inch 8-core iMac M1 is back down to $1,400. The base model is also on sale. So for how long would that be? Now, the price was at $1,500, but they took it down $100, mainly because they got the chips in now. And when they finally got the chips in, now they're starting to get stock back up, and now they're able to drop price, which is really what we want to see from all of the corporations and, you know, all these different places. So the base model is at $1,250, and it'll only be for a couple of weeks. So it is an Amazon link. So if you find the Apple iMac M1 on Amazon, go hook it up. Go and hook it up. It is one of the best monitors out there, and it's on sale. Go get it. DualShockers. Now, you get that monitor, you probably want to look at Twitch or YouTube and look up E3 when it comes around. Well, We know that the live event is canceled. COVID is COVID is COVID, right? That said, the thought out there now, and is brought to us from DualShockers.com, is that E3 itself might be done, might be canceled. Now, they highlight this by a YouTuber called Jeff Grubb, which did a short video. And within that video, he gives a schedule of what's going to happen with E3 and everything that would be at E3. So this is up to August. January 27th, Elder Scrolls Online. February 22nd through 24th, DICE Summit. February 25th, Elden Ring Release. March 21st to the 25th, Game Developers Conference. May 4th, may the 4th be with you, at Star Wars Day. The 26th to the 29th, it will be the Star Wars Celebration. That's all in May. Spring, sometime in spring, the Kingdom Hearts 20th anniversary event will happen, along with Final Fantasy 14 trailers and information. Hey, PlayStation, there you go. June, Summer Game Fest, virtual E3 maybe. And August is Gamescom. Will that be virtual or not? We shall see. But that is why the thinking is out there that E3 as a whole may be canceled. I would say hold your horses on that. What would really sell that for me is PlayStation is basically fully out. Xbox, if they pull out, and if EA pulls out, then E3 might be no more if that happens. We might explain more about this on the weekly show. What might not be said on the weekly show? We said something about NFTs. There are YouTubers that are out there that have expressed their discontent. And this comes to us from .esports.com. And they express their discontent about NFTs. And really, why these voice recordings, essentially, are beginning to own a voice, is essentially wrong. See, pictures and videos, they can be bought and sold. And people are fine with that. But when it comes to their own voice, that's a no. That's a no. And that's what these YouTubers are saying. So anyway, you can find that on .esports.com. And we end on a low note. Shinji Mishima, one of Japan's most prolific manga artists, has died at 82. He's been doing manga since 1958 and retired in December of 2020, just 2 years ago when he was 80. That is pretty insane and very well done. And in doing like any anime, if you guys are anime fans, you may have heard his name mentioned once or twice. So, but mainly if you are in Japan. And really, it is sad in the anime news, but he had a very long life and should be very well celebrated, okay? Now, we will be back again tomorrow, hopefully with some happier news. You can follow me on Twitter at Joe Brums. You can follow the show at Group Quest. And you can follow the network at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, copyright 2022. All rights are reserved. And you can check out our sponsors, audible.com. Thank you for Audible. Thank you to everyone at Audible for sponsoring us. And all of our Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest. And you can go check out stackup.org. Okay? We will see you tomorrow. Once again, this has been GQDN.